Kurt Romberger, Brian Catfish Johnson back here with you for the very end of our Star Spangled Banner.
Woo!
Very fine rendition of the Star Spangled Banner tonight here at the Cardinals home game. Cardinals and Wolverines tonight. The Whittemore Prescott Cardinals, the Augre Sims Wolverines. The officials have taken the field. We have our good friend Mike, the public address announcer, right next to me, introducing the starting lineups. Cole Pendred getting the start here for the Augre Sims tonight, along with Hunter Harmon, Keegan Bender.
And those are names you'll definitely recognize last year.
Carter Zeon. Well, last year the guy that took them to the semifinal was Van Sickle.
Right.
And we got to watch him quarterback a lot last year. But I tell you what, Keegan Bender's back, Cole Pendred's back. Tell you what, they have a very, very good, explosive offensive team. I'm expecting to see some points tonight. The only thing Augre has to do tonight is Augre is going to have to stop the run. And they have a very option-like two-quarterback system here at Whittemore, and they run the ball, and they run the ball well.
Yeah, I'm really, when you told me they had like a two-quarterback system, I was very intrigued, and I really can't think of how it's going to work. So I'm intrigued and excited to see how it's going to work.
Starting lineup still going on. Got the cheerleaders right below us. No band tonight. I'm bummed.
I noticed that.
Not a pep band, anything. I like it when the band's here. It was treated a couple weeks in a row to the Tawas Marching Band, yes, playing the national anthem.
Yeah.
Doing the 70s halftime show. Yeah,
nice.
Same exact three songs, but it was awesome. Yeah, shout out to the Tawas Band.
Yeah.
Number 12 from the Whittemore Prescott Cardinals. Branson Belleville's got it up on the tee. He's got it tipped way back, which to me would probably indicate he's just going to pooch kick this one right up toward the 10-yard mark. Official raises his hand. Kicker raises his hand, and we're just about underway here in Whittemore. And the opening kickoff is just a little pooch 15 yards down the field. Picked up at the 30-yard line of Augre by Cole Pendred. Gets out to the 40, to the 45, and is knocked out of bounds just shy of midfield. So a short kickoff and a nice little 18-yard return to start the game, Brian.
Yeah, and a great patience by number 3 of Whittemore Prescott, Eli Murphy. Because if he gets past Murphy, he's gone. And he contains himself. He's patient. Hits him. He doesn't get him out into the ground, but he stops long enough for the pursuit to go. So let's go.
Absolutely. We're going to get our first look at the Augre Sims offense. Going to be led tonight by Carter Zeon, the quarterback. Got a man in motion. That's Pendred. Hands it to him on a jet sweep around end. He's got 10. He's got a first down to move the flags and more. Makes a move. Tough to tackle at the end all the way down to the 37-yard line of the Cardinals right away. And you can see that running game from Augre is going to be as good as Whittemore's.
Yeah, and that was great blocking. I saw downfield by Keegan Bender, 32, and I believe 70. I don't think it was 70. It was 70-something. I don't have a name for that. But great blocking down the field to let that lane go open.
Zeon in the backfield in shotgun. Hands it off up the middle this time. And a nice pickup by number 22, and that's Bryce Verduzco, another returning player from last year's championship team.
Yeah, defensive line really didn't get pushed off the line there, and he ran right into him. Good tackle there for a minimal game. Give him, what, 5 there, it looks like?
Carter Zeon, the quarterback for Augre, just a 10th grader, sophomore, in shotgun. Rolls to his right, looks downfield, little pop pass to the corner right at the sideline, down at about the 29. Nice pitch and catch. Hunter Harmon on the receiving end of that, senior from Augre.
And that's what a successful run game does right there. It makes the defense freeze, has to make sure the ball's not going to get ran, and 24 gets wide open there for a nice little pass and a first down.
First third down of the game. Big play here for the Cardinals. Third, we'll call it a long two. Zeon in shotgun. Keegan Bender in the backfield. Zeon follows Bender around in. Got lots of room. Gets the first down and more all the way down to the Whittemore Prescott 21-yard line. And they'll move the chains again, Brian.
Yeah, and a beautiful tackle there. And unfortunately, I cannot see the number. He's got his jersey in half, so it's kind of hard to... Oh, 13, there it is. So Sam Viner, good tackle there to force him out of bounds.
Zeon in shotgun again. He's got Keegan Bender in the backfield. One Two wide outs, man in motion. Fakes it to the motion guy, keeps it straight up the middle, down to the 10, the 5, dives at the goal line, and the official's going to mark him just short at the one-yard line. Excellent, outstanding run right out of the gate there by Carter Zian.
That was a beautiful option. They had ran to the outside every single time, and he just shoots out of the backfield like a bullet. Almost gets the touchdown, but it's going to be first down in inches.
Agre just looking for 1 yard. Bender in the backfield. Zion gives it to him, and he grinds it up the middle into the end zone for a touchdown. Dropped the ball at the end, but it was after contact. So just like that, Agre Sims, with 10:30 left in our first quarter, get on the board on their opening drive on a 1 yard run from number 32, Keegan Bender. And they'll try for a 2-point conversion.
Yeah, you're not going to stop 32 from going forward too often. He's going to get hit, but he's going to go forward. And that was just enough to get past the line.
Zion looks to throw for the 2-point conversion into the corner of the end zone. Nice pitch and catch with Cole Pendred. 2-point conversion complete. And just like that, Agre on top, 8-0. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back with a kickoff here on 103.3, your power station for sports. Kurt Romberger, Brian Catfish Johnson, who just lost all the money in his wallet to me.
You didn't accept it.
As Carter Zian kicks off all the way down to the 30-yard line and returned about 7 yards on the opening kickoff. And we laugh about this because last year, every single time Agre kicked off, they did an onside kick. So Brian said to me on break, I'll bet you every dollar in my wallet this is an onside kick. And they didn't do it. They booted it away. So good for head coach Brian Sanchez there. Love to see you, Brian.
Maybe right. Carter has a better leg, I guess.
Yeah. Whittemore will take over on their first possession. First and 10 at their own 38-yard line. 10:24 left in the first quarter here, and we'll get a look at the Whittemore-Prescott offense now. Single setback in the backfield. Two-quarterback offense. Nice tackle right away by Agre on that as Sam Viner, one of the two quarterbacks, took the snap and rolled right on a run and got tackled right away. We'll call it a loss of two, Brian.
Yeah, and that's the biggest question I think that we have today with Agre Sims is can they play defense? Because that was kind of like their Achilles heel. They gave up a lot of points, but they scored more, which, you know, ultimately wins you a game until it doesn't, of course. And so let's see how the Cardinals' offense responds to the defense here and see if they can get some points on the board.
In the backfield again, Viner and shotgun. Both quarterbacks back there. Comes to Viner again. He runs right. Got a big hole down the sideline. 50, 40. Oh, and he stepped out of bounds. As I thought, he was busted loose and gone, but stepped out of bounds. Plenty enough to move the chains. Good run by Viner.
I'm not sure he was close enough to touch him. I'm kind of maybe he just stumbled, I guess. I thought he had gone. I thought he was absolutely gone.
I did, too. He had the whole sideline and just must have lost his footwork over there and stepped on the line. Official called it, and there was no argument at all anybody.
Yeah,
so
no one reacted in a negative measure.
Dylan Parent brings a play back into the huddle. Parent's one of the two quarterbacks in the backfield with Viner. Three men in the backfield now. Tyler Shillup joins them.
This is so peculiar to watch.
Viner and Parent. This one comes to Viner, throws a little pop pass, second pass of the season now, and Whittemore completes it successfully over the top on a nice, nice pass to Dylan Broughton, and another chain mover, and Whittemore's driving now. It'll be first and 10 from the 30-yard line of Agre.
Now, do you know if they completed the first pass?
They did.
Oh, so they're 100% and they're passing.
Yep.
Week four.
That was actually Whittemore's second pass of the season.
And it was a nice pass. And watching these two quarterbacks, they're literally side by side, and they're both their hands are right ready. Like, you can't tell who's going to get the ball.
This time, Viner in shotgun. Parent blocks for him. Viner keeps it right up the middle. Good tackle by Agre.
That's Carter.
Yeah, number 10 in there, Carter Vian, the quarterback, makes the tackle on defense.
He's doing everything, kicking, quarterbacking,
absolutely.
Lineman.
Absolutely. He's a good little athlete
yes,
for a 10th grader. They'll bring up 2nd and 9 as our clock rolls to the 8:50 mark here in the first quarter. Glad you're joining us. It's a pleasure being here with you on a Friday evening, week 4,
absolutely.
MHSAA football.
I apologize for the alien noises. I'll shut those off.
Cardinals come out in shotgun, two quarterback set, Viner and Parent. This one comes to Parent. Parent keeps it, runs it up the middle. Good tackle again by Agre. And that time it was their big running back linebacker, Keegan Bender, in on the tackle there. And bringing up a third and long finally here. This is a big play now for the Agre defense.
Yeah, and I'd be willing to bet that this is four down territory unless something catastrophic happens. You're on the 20, let's call that 9-yard line, it looks like. You got eight to go. Yeah, I would still think it's four down territory.
Play comes in from the sideline. Viner breaks the huddle. Sends wide out Eli Murphy to the far side. Two quarterbacks in the backfield again. Parent and Viner. Puts a man in motion. Snap comes to Viner. Goes the opposite way. And a great stop and tackle again by the Agre defense, led that time by number 27, who got out in front of that. That was Andrew Saban, who kind of made him stumble, and then the play got cleaned up by Bender, and it's going to bring up fourth down and I'd say a long six.
Yeah, that was a great tackle by Bender there, who didn't bite on the fake, squares up and makes sure he doesn't get any farther than what he did, and now it's going to be fourth and six, like you said, and it'll be a tough game here for the Cardinals.
Dylan Parent brings the play in from the sideline, sent in by head coach Joe Murphy. Two quarterbacks set up again, Parent, Viner, both in the backfield. Both with their hands up, snap comes to Viner, rolls right, got a lot of room, got to get to the edge, can't get it, and that's going to be a turnover on downs as he got tackled at about the 22-yard line. And had good pressure once again from number 27, Andrew Saban. And that time, big number 60, Miles Kammerzell.
Yeah, it was a good cut. He made a really good cut into the inside lane there, but just good pursuit there by the Wolverines to stop him about a yard and a half, 2 yards short. And now they got a long field, though. Now it's like, okay, defense, you got a long field ahead of you. What can you do to get us the ball back here?
Carter Zion brings Agre out, shotgun. Man in motion, hands it to him. He's got the edge down around the corner. That's Brian Verduzco, and Verduzco steps out of bounds after a nice gain of about eight. Bryce Verduzco, second carry of the game, and it was a good one.
Yeah, they were all draping all over him, and he just dragged him for the first down. Or actually, oh, there's a flag on the field, actually.
There is a little bit of laundry. We'll see what it is. Personal foul face mask against the Whittemore Prescott Cardinals. So
I didn't see it.
That'll move the chains for sure. That's a 15-yard penalty in high school football. And a first down.
Yeah, there's lots of hands all over him trying to pull him down, so it doesn't surprise me that he probably won't hook the face mask.
So on the first play, Agre moves the ball well and picks up a face mask penalty. They're all the way out to their own 46 now with 6:40 left in our first quarter.
And that long field has evaporated into a short field.
Got a whistle for issue with the chain. They got it fixed, and we're back ready to go.
There we go.
Carter Zion. This time he's got Keegan Bender in the backfield. Zion in shotgun, two wideouts. Quick pop pass down to this side to Hunter Harmon. Hunter Harmon makes a move and a juke and then gets to the sideline. And after all that, a nice pickup of eight. Nice pop pass.
Yeah, a little friendly fire there. 80 and 13 collided. I'm trying to tackle him for a minimal gain. He kind of just makes one little cut. One flies by the other, hits him, and kind of knocks each other down while he gets the about six more yards after the catch. But good little play there. I'm impressed so far by Elgar Sims' offense.
Zion in shotgun. Got Penrod to his right, sends him in motion. Straight drop, another completion over on the far side. This time to Zarniak. Zarniak with a full field ahead of him, and he takes advantage of it and picks up 25 on second down and moves the ball all the way to the Whittemore Prescott 20-yard line. And I really like the way Agre's dishing it around to everybody right now and going no huddle.
They're almost like screen passes, but they're not behind the line of scrimmage. The other wide receivers are just going out getting ready to block, and they're catching it almost in stride. And, like, he had four defenders near him, but they couldn't take him down.
Carter Zion's going to keep the ball this time on first down. Gets to the edge, to the 10, down to about the 8-yard line before getting run out of bounds by big number 7, Dylan Parent from the Whittemore Prescott Cardinals. And really impressed with the Agre offense early in this game.
Absolutely. They're very quick off the snap. They're running hard. They're not going down easily at all.
Zion and shotgun again. Got Keegan Bender in the backfield. Two wideouts up top, one down below. Man in motion comes through. This time Zion keeps it again up the middle, and he walks into the end zone untouched for another Augre Sims touchdown with 5:47 left in our first quarter. Good execution, Bry.
Yeah, and it's all the misdirection, the options that they're running. Whittemore has to wait to see what's happening, but the Wolverines are so quick with what they end up doing, they're not able to react fast enough to get them down, and it's just kind of carving them up.
So that gets us to 14-0, two-point conversion attempt. Zion hands it on a little nice
great
jet
blocking.
Sweep around the end for a nice two-point conversion to Cole Penrod, and it's 16-0. We'll be right back on 103.3 Hits FM. Kurt Romberger, Brian Catfish Johnson back with you. Two drives, two touchdowns for Augre. They go to kick it off. They kick a little pooch about 20 yards, picked up, and jumps right down on the ground. And the Whittemore Prescott Cardinals, Dylan Broughton, brought that kickoff in, and they'll start on their own 36-yard line.
Yeah, and no reason to panic yet, Cardinal fans. You know, we've seen Augre get down this quick and end up winning the game. There is a way to win this. There's a way to come back into this, and it starts right here. Let's get some offense going. Let's get some first downs. Let's get in the end zone, and then you got one-score game again, or possibly, of course.
Well, football's all about adjustments, and Coach Joe Murphy will make some adjustments to see what he has to do.
Absolutely.
But right back to the two quarterback set. Parent, Viner in the backfield, both put their hands up. Snap this time goes to Viner. Makes a step, keeps it, goes up the middle, got a little hole, gets back to the line of scrimmage, and all on his own, picked up 2 yards on first down.
Yeah, a lot of movement for 2 yards there.
It was. He ran 12 to get two.
Yeah, definitely. And it's interesting. I'm not sure exactly what the rules are, but they had a spread formation. So there was three wide receivers, and there's only three down linemen. And then that second quarterback, whoever doesn't get the ball, is almost like a pseudo fullback, ready to block. And that's what he did. He got ready to block, no pressure. Saw the guy in the edge come, went and blocked him. Now, unfortunately, you know, he did only got 2 yards on the rush, but it's really interesting to see this offense.
Eli Murphy brings the play in this time and then splits out high to the top. No confusion on the snap this time. Viner hands it off, and it hits the ground as he hands it off to Broughton in the backfield. That'll be a loss of five.
Yeah.
And when you're playing a team as solid as Augre is offensively, tough making mistakes.
Yeah, that you know, second and eight, now it's third and we're going to call it 15, 16 actually. And, you know, they've thrown the ball twice. Do you have a 16-yard run, you know, 16-yard run play on third down in your books? You're probably forced here to attempt a pass. Now they attempted one and got it today already. So let's see if we can do it again. But this Augre defense is showing up today.
Viner comes in from the sideline. Him and Dylan Perrin in the backfield. Two quarterbacks set for this play. You've got two wideouts down low and one up high. Snap comes to Viner, and Viner with unbelievable pressure in the backfield gets dragged down by Tyler Zarniak, and that's going to bring up fourth and long. And at this point and where they're at on the field, I'd punt the ball away.
Oh, yeah,
here.
This is an absolute punting down here. Little lackluster blocking there. There was a guy literally just standing there not helping his quarterback. You don't like to see that. I'm sure Coach will see that and have a talk with his young lineman. But that's the worst-case scenario right now for the Cardinals.
Sammy Viner back in punt formation. Gets it off. Nice left-footed spiral punt over the head of everybody. Cole Penrod was back to receive it, and that was a beautiful punt. Went out of bounds a little bit early, but it's going to take him all the way down to the, looks like, 42-yard line. So good punt.
Yeah, that was a beautiful punt, actually. Wow, that was very impressive.
Change the field.
And now your defense has to step up again. Now you got to say your defense, all right, we're sorry, let's get this ball back.
Well, and being just 3:21 left in the first quarter, probably the biggest Cardinal stance is right now, because I tell you what, if Augrey marches down for a third one in the first quarter, this could get ugly.
Yeah.
Augrey, Carter Zion in the backfield. And here's a quick flag come out right on the line. Didn't see any procedure or anything like that. The referee comes in to have a discussion with the other back judge and the official. They got a nice discussion going on. Did you see anything? I didn't see anything.
Unless something was like
I didn't see anything pre-snap.
Waving the flag.
Picking the flag up. Yep. Accidental flag, so.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe he fell out his pocket or something.
There we go.
It did look like he was laughing when they caulked. I kind of saw that.
So, back to first and 10. In the backfield for the snap, Carter Zion hands it off to Pendridge that time, or Keegan Bender that time. And that time, the Cardinal defense stepped right up, led by number 13, Sammy Viner, the quarterback.
Yeah.
And good stop.
That was a good stop there for the Cardinals. I don't think he got anything. He might have lost something. Let's see what they still show it a 10, it looks like. But the two worst plays, and I use that loosely, that the Wolverines have done have been that non-misdirection to straight round the middle. The Cardinals are reading that and stopping it. But their misdirection is absolutely destroying the defense.
Carter Zion in the backfield. Quick pop pass out of the backfield. Bender again. He breaks the first tackle, and now he's got the whole field in front of him. Stays on his feet all the way down to the 38-yard line. Very impressive run. They had him, didn't they?
There was four black hats on him behind the line of scrimmage, and they just could not take him down, and he got 20 yards off through those missed tackles. Ooh, that's got to be rough if you're a Cardinals fan.
So a big saving tackle, though, to not allow Keegan Bender to go the length of the field for the third touchdown. 2:25 now and the clock moving. Love the way Augrey gets their plays in, no huddles, and the organization of the team is tremendous.
Officials timeout, I believe.
I don't know what we got here. Got an injury coming off.
Injury. Yep,
got an injury walking off. That's number 7, too. That's one of the two quarterbacks on offense, Dylan Parent. And Dylan Perron takes a seat on the sideline, and he's in some anguish right now. Looks like he's holding his knee.
Try to stretch something, maybe?
So first and 10 now for Augrey at the 38. Fakes a handoff. Zion looks out over the top, hits his receiver, 26. That's Tyler Zarniak again right over the top, and that's just about enough to move the chains again for another first down.
And I'm not going to lie, he fooled me. I thought he handed it off because when I saw him, like when I looked at his hands, I didn't see football. And then he threw it. I was like, wait, what? Great fake there. Faking me out there. Very nice.
I can remember back in the 70s watching Nebraska run the full house backfield.
Yeah.
You never knew who had the
right,
ball.
Yeah.
You never
that's
knew
the
who
whole
had the
that's
ball.
The whole point of it. It's misdirection, it's trickery for lack of
trickery.
A word.
Zion in the backfield in shotgun. Keegan Bender back there with him, goes to throw. Good set of hands there out off the defensive line that time by number 13, Sam Viner, knocking that pass out of midair.
That was a beautiful knockdown there. Thought he might have grabbed it and gone down the field there. Looks like Ogama's up 6-0 over Sheboygan, I believe, in Sheboygan.
Yep.
Scoreless after the first I got, and then I just got an update for the first score of the game in the second. So
there you go. We're 16-0 here right now. Augrey on top. Zion out of shotgun. Quick pop pass to the side for Hunter Harmon. He battles and grinds. And an angry receiver there wanted to get that extra yard.
Well, now they have been breaking the tackles, and now they're getting a little cleaner. They're grabbing them and taking them to the ground now instead of missing. And, 13's limping. And the refs don't see it.
Yep. So a two-yard gain.
Oh, he can. Okay, well, we'll see how this play goes.
Zion in shotgun again. Everybody offside on that. It looked like from the
and he shakes the hand of the center.
Yeah, from the Whittemore Prescott sideline encroachment on the defense. So that'll help this third down. They'll pick up 5, and it'll bring up third and a long 3, a short 4 with 1:11 left here in the first quarter.
I don't think I've ever seen a guy get fooled and then shake the center's hand. Good job for not jumping on that one, buddy. That was beautiful.
Shotgun Zion. rolls to his left. Quick pop pass, low,
dropped
and
it.
Incomplete.
That's fourth down.
So bring up fourth down, and I tell you what, if there was ever a time in this game right now that Whittemore needed to get off the field and get their offense back on, it'd be right now with 57 seconds left in this first quarter.
Absolutely. And number seven, unfortunately, is still trying to figure out this cramp. He is trying to get it out. He's like, please.
Yeah.
Give me some hydration.
Dylan Parent right on the sideline here in front of us. Carter Zion in the backfield, drops straight back, looks to the end zone, fires it down there. There's a push-off.
That's P.I.
And a catch. And they're saying, A, he was out of bounds. They did not throw a flag on it, but
same result.
Clearly,
yeah,
clearly Cole Pendred pushed off to get open on that.
If they would have called that a catch, I'm sure we'd have heard some words below us.
So the Cardinals get the big change of possession that they needed here late in the first quarter with 50 seconds left. And
yeah, that was what you needed right there. Now let's go offense. Tell your offense, hey, we did our job. We got the stop. Let's go get some points on the board. Let's go get this. Let's get this crowd into it.
And magically,
number
the other quarterback,
good.
Dylan Perrin, is back in the huddle.
He didn't want to play defense. But good crowd over there by Al Gray as well. Although, of course, that's not too far away from
two quarterbacks set. Viner and Perrin in the backfield. Snap comes to Viner, stumbles. And then, once again, Augrey winning that battle on the line of scrimmage, got a couple hands on there and got their hands around his ankles and tackled him after a gain of maybe one.
Absolutely. The old adage says war is won in the trenches. And early on, Augrey is winning that trench warfare, getting in penetration in the background, stopping this misdirection run attack that the Cardinals have been presenting early on in the game. We call it a one-yard gain, it looks like, 2-9.
Second and nine, same setup in the backfield. Tyler Shillup in the slot right now. He switches places now. Shillup in the backfield with Viner. Parent up on the line. Snap to Viner. Oh, we got a guy wide open. And it's Parent. He's at the 50, the 40, the 35, and tackled from behind and caught nicely by Keegan Bender. But what a good play that was, quarterback to quarterback.
Yeah, that was beautiful. You got to respect the run, just like Cardinals have had to respect the run for the Wolverines. And he just streaks right forward. He's like, I'm going to be open. There's no safeties deep. Great air under that ball for him to catch. He was a little slow off the catch there. I wonder if that cramp was still a little tender there.
You could almost tell when he was running with it that the leg was still sore.
Like, he wasn't going 100 there. But, hey, it's a flip of the field. It's, was it, probably 40 yards?
Yeah, and then it brings us to the end of our first quarter with the score 16 for the Augrey Sims Wolverines to nothing for the Whittemore Prescott Cardinals. We'll be back on 103.3. Hits FM, your power station for sports. Kurt Romberger, Brian Catfish Johnson, start of our second quarter. Shotgun to Viner. Viner rolls to the right with it, tries to get the edge. No room there. Good pursuit by Augrey. And on first down, he'll take a 1 yard loss and bring up second and 11.
Yeah, good. I mean, it wasn't really a good hit, but he kind of fell head first to each other with Bender. Kind of face mask to face mask, but they both got up pretty good, so no harm there.
He'd be like, thank a couple of our sponsors, Neiman's Family Market of Tawa City, the Walker Agency of Augrey and West Branch, and My Michigan Health. We have lots of sponsors to thank tonight. Mm-hmm. In the shotgun, Viner gets a snap, uses Parent as a blocker, and covers the 30-yard line into Augrey territory. And that's going to pick up, third and about five.
Yeah, it was a good little play, a good little second down play there. Makes it third and manageable, and, of course, probably fourth and manageable if you get there. Score update, 12-0 now up in Sheboygan, the Ogama Heights Falcons. So we'd like to hear that.
Yeah, absolutely, for everyone listening in over in Ogama. Big game next week, Ogama and Sault Ste. Marie. I'll be at that one. Shotgun now, third and five. Big play here for the Cardinals. Two quarterbacks, Viner and Parent. This one goes to Parent. Parent keeps it, makes a cutback, and a real nice tackle on the underneath side by Cole Pendred. And once again, Dylan Parent gets up a little bit slow, and he's got a little bit of a limp, and as the game goes on, you might watch
that. You might want to, you know, maybe give him a break here for a little bit, keep him fresh for late in the game if you can. I mean, obviously, you know your personnel more than I do. But, a little undercut the blocking there, got him down before he could get to the second level and make this a fourth and, what do they call it, two? Four, actually.
Oh, yeah. Fourth and four now. 9:58 in the clock moving here in the second quarter.
You got to get this. You really do. You can't. All the momentum's turning towards you. You don't want to put it right back in the Wolverines' plate.
Sammy Viner in the backfield, still with Dylan Parent. Three wideouts. Snap to Viner. Viner runs for it, makes a nice cut, and gets the first down. Down to the 20-yard line of Augrey, and that'll move the chains in to continue this drive. And this is, like we said, a huge drive for Whittemore.
Yeah, great blocking by the wide receivers that came out as the decoys to, you know, get the running lane open there. And then good movement by the quarterback to just, you know, navigate through it, less traffic, and get where you needed to go for the first down. And now you're in the red zone. Or 1 yard out of it, actually.
New set of downs for Viner and Parent in the backfield.
And
the Cardinals. Three wideouts again. Two quarterbacks set. Snap. Comes to Viner. Throws it to Parent, and he caught it, held on, and got absolutely smoked.
What's the flag for?
By Cole Pendred.
That was not a, I'm sorry.
That was an absolute clean hit. They might be looking at a targeting on this.
He hit him in the
right in the ribs.
Right in the sweet spot.
Right in the ribs. There was nothing dirty about that hit other than it was hard.
It was a hard hit.
And he went through.
And he was already injured. I mean, watching him, it's been obvious. He was already injured.
Well, while he's down on the field, we'll wish him well. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back with you on 103.3 Hits FM. Kurt Romberger, Brian Catfish Johnson back with you as we watch Dylan Parent walk off the field under his own strength, which is very important. Gingerly sits on the bench, and I'm sure they're going to run him through some sort of concussion protocol because he got stuck pretty good. And also, while we were watching him recover and the trainers working on him, we saw a coach get thrown out of the game from the Whittemore Prescott sidelines. And all I can think of from up here is he must have been chirping that he thought that was a target or thought that there was something there and the refs had enough and they, threw a flag on him. And now the Cardinals, after that long delay, take a timeout with 8:33. So we'll take a quick one with them right here on 103.3 Hits FM. Kurt and the Catfish back with you on a Friday night here in Whittemore Prescott. 16-0 our score right now. Augrey Sims on top of the Cardinals. I'd like to thank some of our sponsors because we could not do this without them. Wilson & Son Septic Service of Hale. Wilson Trucking and Excavating of Hale and Prescott. Colvin's Heating and Cooling Service of Northeast Michigan. Sullivan Exteriors of West Branch. And Willard's Equipment of West Branch, Michigan. So back to set our table here. It's 1st and 10 for the Cardinals at the 20-yard line after the Dylan Parent injury. In shotgun, Viner rolls left, keeps the ball, gets back to the line of scrimmage, into the secondary, fights, and does not get brought down on first contact and picks up 7 yards there. That was a nice run.
He actually fumbled it. Did you see that?
After he hit the ground.
Oh, was it? Okay. I'm looking at it, but they felt it was easily recovered by the Cardinals.
Yeah, or easily recovered.
But...
2.5. Nice,
yeah,
nice
that was
run
a great,
on first,
great first down,
though.
Run. Sorry, I'm still kind of trying to process the break we had here. So I didn't see them lose any yards for that personal foul. So maybe the flag was just an indication he was getting ejected?
Could be.
Okay, because I noticed they didn't move the ball at all.
Right.
So.
Right. Why penalize the team
that's not the kid's fault, exactly.
You got the full staff of medical personnel helping Dylan Parent. Back into the game now. Shotgun. Viner. He's got three wideouts. A lot of movement. No flag. Viner keeps it. Goes up the middle. And this time gets just enough, it looks like, for a first down. They'll move the chains one more time. So This is the first time the Cardinals have really had a threat down inside the red zone tonight.
Yeah,
Brian.
And it's an interesting situation too, because without Parent, who's on the sideline still, how is this offense going to run? We haven't seen those dual quarterback sets yet. It's been just one set, and actually wide, very wide receivers on the edges with movement, like you said, to try to misguide the defense. So we'll see how this goes for the rest of the half at least.
Eli Murphy brings a play in from the sideline from Coach Murphy. 7:30 left till halftime. Don't forget this week in the MHSAA coming up at halftime. You won't want to miss that. Biner and shotgun with Murphy back there this time as a single setback. Quick pop pass over to the sidelines. Completed to number 12, Branson Belleville. And Belleville picks up a nice gain on first down.
He actually got thrown about four more yards. The contact was a little closer to the line of scrimmage, and the guy kind of tossed him over his shoulder and helped him out a little bit there. And they can get a first down on the one-yard line, so it's not a goal opportunity yet. They can get a first down on the one.
Good five-yard gain on first down. Bring up second and five.
And so apparently they found their passing game today too.
Under 7 minutes with the clock moving right now. Still attending to Parent on the sideline, laying down on the ground with ice. Viner, Murphy in the backfield with him. Viner takes a snap, looks left, rolls, and then cuts up the middle and got hit pretty good. The ball came out and a flag came out too.
All great.
And now the second quarterback, Viner, is down on the ground on his back. And I tell you what, the coaches are starting to chirp at each other, and this game's starting to get a little bit chippy and a little bit intense right now, Brian.
The loudest person in the stadium is the coach for All Gray Sims right now.
Absolutely, and that would be head coach Brian Sanchez. Once again, another player injured down on the field. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back and let you know what happens after this on 103.3 Hits FM. Kurt Romberger, Brian Catfish Johnson with you at Whittemore Prescott High School. A little bit of a somber crowd right now, as in the last minute of play, both the Whittemore Prescott quarterbacks, Dylan Parent, who went out first on a real clean but hard hit, is out of the game. And now Sam Viner, their other quarterback, is also out of the game. So it looks like out to take the snaps is number 25, William LaFrance. And another flag goes up.
Looks like movement on
time,
the defensive line.
Yeah,
two,
this time
it
looked like encroachment again, yep. And it is. It's encroachment on the defense. So a couple good things. Half the distance, I think, on that may or may not get him a first down. Tough to tell. Yep. First down.
So when they threw that flag, it was second down. So the flag wasn't any yards. I guess I'm confused here. The flag was picked up again, or
they never made a signal on it, Brian.
So
they never came over and made a signal.
That it was picked up.
That's two personal fouls that I've seen thrown and no yardage change on the field.
So it's first and goal on the one.
Right, first and goal, 1 yard line. Whittemore Prescott trying to get in. LaFrance now in shotgun throws the ball, and it's caught. And grinded down to the goal line, but not quite in on a nice reception, but that could have been 99 yards the other way.
That would have been a replay of Thursday Night Football, 99 back the other way. But somehow he snags that. He doesn't get the 1 yard, but that was a dangerous throw right there.
LaFrance let that go, and it was just Augrey all the other way, and they missed it, and he completed it. So we're back to the same situation, only second down now. Second down and one, and I'm thinking that LaFrance needs to hand this ball off to somebody.
Give it to
Eli Murphy or Tyler Shillup.
You know, a quarterback draw at the very least. Something.
Yeah. Something that you go forward.
Just a note, both quarterbacks, Parent and Viner, in front of us getting treated still. They're both there.
Another timeout for the Cardinals with 5:34 left till halftime. We'll take a quick one with you and be right back here on 103.3. Your power station for sports. Kurt Romberger, Brian Catfish Johnson. A very slow-moving end to our second quarter here. A couple bad injuries, both the quarterbacks. On the
Viner's back in.
Whittemore Prescott football team. Looks like Sammy Viner is not back on the field yet.
Number 13, right?
Oh, yeah, number 13. He is on the field. I apologize. Eli Murphy and Tyler Shillup out there with him in shotgun. Wonder if he'll stay away from contact here. Second and goal on the one. Tries to go forward. Good pressure on the Augre Sims front line. They won that battle and they stopped him.
That would be the opposite of avoiding contact. He welcomed it.
Yep. Yep.
But they again, that's two attempts on the 1 yard line, and I think they might have lost yardage that time. Personally,
I agree. I think it's like third down now, goal to goal from about the 1.5.
I'm not sure why they're like abandoning the outside zone. I'm not sure if they don't trust it right now, but the up the middles have not worked.
No, Eli Murphy runs a play in. Ryder in the backfield with Murphy. Five men down on the line of scrimmage, shotgun. Ryder gets the ball, sweeps and rolls right, gets to the corner and not to the pylon. Knocked out of bounds this time at about the 2.5 yard line, so another 1 yard loss possibly.
Yeah. And good sportsmanship. He knocked the goal line marker off and he picked it up, put it back in, you know, put it back where it's supposed to be too. Oh wait, a little adjustment there by the ref. Oh, just behind though. So fourth down and one, same as it was the last three downs. This is a very, 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 very big down.
Yeah, this will.
You got to figure something out here to get in the end zone.
This will take a lot of air out of the tires if Whittemore can't get in here and
Augre
stops
and all
them.
Stopping it's your time. Yeah.
Yep. So here we go. Sammy Viner in shotgun, along with Eli Murphy, both of them back there. Viner's going to keep it, and he gets tackled. What a play! Jumping into the backfield on that, Monty Winkle and Augre Sims with a big goal line stance here to turn the ball over.
Wow, four attempts on the goal line and you can't knock it in. You're putting your defense in another big spot. Okay, guys, they're in the end zone. I mean, if they, you know, a holding penalty, a bad snap, that gets you a safety here. You need to flip the field in your favor as the defense here as the Cardinals. You've had all these opportunities. You got to start cashing in on them.
Well, that was a big momentum swing there.
Absolutely.
We could have had ourselves a 16-8 ball game instead. Now it's still 16-0 in favor of Augre. Augre will take a timeout. We'll take one with you right here on 103.3 Hits FM, your power station for sports. Kurt Romberger, Brian Catfish Johnson back with you. Augre starts on their own 2 yard line. Carter Zion just tucks it and tries to get himself a little breathing room from the goal line. Moves it out to about the 6. And like you just said, Brian, 4:27 and the clock rolling here coming up to halftime. Whittemore Prescott has to make another stop here.
Yeah, and they've been more impressive in the second quarter here so far before the injuries kind of stalled them. But a good defensive stand here will do a lot. And even if you go into halftime down just 2 touchdowns, you're not dead in the water by any means. But you don't want to go down 3 here.
Zion in shotgun, Keegan Bender in the backfield with him, man in motion. Gives it to the motion man, gets around end onto the edge. It's Cole Penrod, and then he cuts it back. He's got the whole field, one man to beat, and he beat that man. 40, 50, 40, 30, 20. Penrod's going all the way. 10, 5, touchdown, Augre Sims.
And the key to that play right there was the quarterback was blocking downfield, which stopped it.
And no flags.
Oh, I thought you were saying
no
flag. I was like, no.
No, and no flags.
Well, so, we said something about going down 3 scores, and sorry about that. Caster's curse, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. What just a normal end-around jet sweep for Cole Pendred. But when he got to the edge, he cut back, and when he cut back, there was nobody in the middle of the field.
Carter was the one guy to block, or one had one guy to block. He blocked that one guy, and it went in for 6.
I'm going to say 95 yards.
Yeah, I would. Yeah, that's all.
95-yard Cole Penrod run. And Pendred puts him up top now, 22-0, and they'll try for the two-point conversion. Zion drops straight back, flag on the play. Zion rolls to his left, fires it in the end zone. Low, looked like it hit the ground, but they're calling it complete. But we're going to see what the flag's for.
Legal procedure on the offense.
So they'll have to do it again. So not quite yet do they get the extra two-point conversion.
Well, it's a lot harder from 7 out.
Oh, yeah. You're not kidding. That's why it's always nice to have a kicker.
We know there's no special teams in football.
I know. And here comes the motorized coach as down below us still Dylan Parent. Boy, we send out our prayers to him and his family as he is really shook up. Probably going to have to go through concussion protocol and a trip to the hospital. They're going to walk him around and get him on the cart here.
I mean, there was an audible, the whole crowd went gasp when he got
Zeman
hit by that.
Throws a pass to try to get the two-point conversion, and he gets knocked out at the two-yard line. So the score will remain 22-0 for the Augrey Sims team. We'll be right back here on 103.3 Hits FM right after this. Kurt Romberger, Brian Catfish Johnson, 22-0 Augrey as they get ready to kick it off here after their last touchdown. 3:42 left till halftime. A little pooch kick over the middle hits into the knees of number 25, William LaFrance, and he just downs the ball at the 36. And Whittemore needs to put points on the board here, Brian, before halftime.
Yeah, there's been a lot of just dull moments here when it comes to momentum. For the Cardinals, they're going down the field, injury, going down the field, injury. And then they get on the one-yard line, can't knock it in. You got to do something here. It's 22-0. You stopped them finally on a two-point at least to keep it a little bit closer. But you got to cash in or the next half might be ugly.
Well, just an update. Dylan Parent has been removed from the field and the premise, probably heading his way to the hospital. So
yeah,
we wish him luck and they will have to continue on tonight with Sam Viner in the backfield as the lone quarterback now. Now, I haven't seen this in a while. Four wideouts, two split
tag
behind each, a bunch package on the bottom right, and Viner in shotgun. After all that, Viner keeps the ball. Well-designed play, actually. And picks himself up 7 on first down there. I like that.
Yeah, and it's all about separation. You're opening up space. They have to. If they don't cover the receivers, then okay, that's an easy pitch. And then you got three blockers in front of the guy who catches the ball. So you have to respect the spacing. And then he just runs right up the middle. For a very good gain, 6 yards, maybe seven. They'll give him. So what do we got here? We got 3.5 minutes about. So. Try to take this and get the score and the quarter on a good note for you. And I believe they get the ball first, if I remember.
They do. Whittemore will receive the kick in the second half. Shotgun, Viner back there. He's got Eli Murphy in the backfield with him. Snap comes to Viner. Drops back. Little toss to Broughton, and it's over his head. Dylan Broughton couldn't reach that one. Good idea, good play, just a bad pass there over the top.
Yeah, it was good pressure by the Augrey Sims Wolverines, too. That probably forced that pass to be a little off-kilter. But great play design, just, better defense reaction to it.
Miles Kammerzell having a good game on the line for Augrey tonight. Real big part of that defensive front line.
Yeah, the trenches have definitely favored the Wolverines so far today.
So we'll pick up a 3rd and 3 here now. And I'd have to say at this point of the half, down 22-0, 4-down territory here for the Cardinals. Viner in the backfield, 3 wideouts, 2 up top, 1 down low.
Sorry.
Viner takes a snap, looks for a block, comes around this side on the end, puts his head down. Good contact by Viner. Picks up the first down and a little bit more and gets into Augrey territory, and that's the way you make a first down right there. You put your head down and go get it.
And he wanted the contact. He went after Bender there. He's like, all right, I'm going to run through you. He didn't run through him, but he got a little bit after, showing some physicality. All right, got a little life here in these Cardinals.
You can run around and into Keegan Bender. You can't run through Keegan
Correct.
Bender.
Yeah,
Keegan
not,
Bender's
yeah.
a tough, tough,
he
tough
is,
kid.
He's got a center of gravity that is not to be broken.
Yes.
And we got Augrey Sim air guitaring to the music. You love to see it. He's ready. He's pumped. Who's that, number 20?
That's Pendred.
That's Cole Pendred, yeah.
Shotgun now. Viner takes it. Quick pop pass, complete and caught. A lot of room. Move the chains again as Dylan Broughton Dylan Broughton with another catch tonight. That's the second nice one. That one was on target. He's got good hands when the ball's thrown to him.
Watching this game, you wouldn't have believed that they've passed one time in three games before today, but their pass game has actually been pretty good.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I don't know if maybe it's just a game change plan just because they knew they had a tough opponent, so they're going to change the film up.
You know, if you don't do anything but run an eight-man football, you're going to get – I mean, to me, that's a hard way to win.
Yeah, and we saw that last year.
Yeah.
You know, we saw the differences in teams a lot. Now, it is obviously with less people easier to run, but
– Yep. Viner and shotgun, first and 10. On the Augray 37, and flags come out.
We did not see any movement, but I was only looking at one part of the field. So,
false start that time on Whittemore Prescott, and we talked about this earlier. It's tough to shoot yourself in the foot in the middle of a drive against a good team.
Two steps forward, one step back. You're not going to get very far fast, and especially if it's one step forward, two steps back. So, now, luckily, it's only first down, so you've got plenty of downs to do this, and that's obvious fourth down territory here, but... You cannot start this. You get towards fit midfield and then you start doing stupid things. It's not a winning formula.
First and 15 now for the Cardinals. 1:42 in the clock moving in the second quarter. Viner in shotgun. Drops straight back. Rolls to his right. Big pressure from Augray. And he got rid of the ball and he got it back to the line of scrimmage. And that's going to be incomplete. There is a flag
grounding?
On the play.
Really? That can't be intentional.
And I would be shocked if this is intentional grounding. And I've been shocked many times by...
He made it, because I'm looking at where's the line of scrimmage.
Yeah.
He definitely made it past the line of scrimmage.
I've been shocked many times by...
Maybe they're discussing, did it go out?
These calls.
You can always pick it up.
Always pick it up.
What?
Oh, roughing the passer.
Did you see that?
On Augray Sims after he released the ball.
Oh, I guess I was looking at the ball.
We both looked at the ball, so.
Yeah, I didn't see a big hit. Of the game of big hits we've seen, that must have been a little lackluster compared to the ones we've seen so far. But that's, okay, that is definitely a two steps forward right there for the Whittemore Prescott Cardinals.
Absolutely. That's a huge penalty. It was first and 15, so that should give them a first down.
Well, it's an automatic first down anyway, isn't it? Or not?
I don't think automatic in high school, but it's enough to move the flags if it was first and 15. It's
right,
be.
Right, yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
That's wild that a personal foul isn't automatic. That's so weird to me.
Right.
You know, rules are different in each one of the leagues, so.
Yeah.
A little bit different everywhere.
So good break with 1:30 left till halftime here for
And remember, they don't have any timeouts left. I know,
right.
I don't know if it's going to get to that point, but... They used all three of their timeouts.
Yep. So here we go with that four-man drop set down low, two in the front, two in the back. This time, Ryder rolls that way, gets in trouble in the backfield, and he's going to get sacked for about a five-yard loss that time. I don't know yet the intention of the play.
I think it was blown up from the beginning, and I think
you would
trying
think
to
it's a quick
it.
Pass to the one of the back receivers, and the other three guys block for him going down the sideline.
Yeah.
But so far, both times Ryder's kept the ball and. One time he made a nice run. This time he got in trouble and sacked for 5 yards.
Because the pressure on the opposite side of the field from where the play is developing is getting to him immediately. I mean, the guys I don't even think were touched. Two
right,
people were chasing
right.
him within a second. But good defense on the opposite side to make sure nothing happened, and he takes a big sack.
47 and counting right now till halftime. Don't forget coming up at halftime this week in the MHSAA.
It's surprising because they are taking their time, and
time is
of the essence, as they say.
Ryder in the backfield with Eli Murphy as his single setback. Two wideouts up top, one low. And Ryder looks to throw, can't find a receiver, is keeping it. Gets a nice block, and now he's got some room. Makes a nice move up the middle and gets some contact and gets all the way back. I don't know, maybe to about 8 yards shy, but
the clock's
moving, and they can't stop it. And head coach Joe Murphy is just going to have to watch it run out. They're going to try to get a playoff. 7-5-4-3-2. They got it snapped. Ryder throws it over the middle. Falls aimlessly incomplete. And that brings us to the conclusion of our first half with our score. The visiting Augray Sims Wolverines 22 and the home Whittemore Prescott Cardinals 0. We're going to take a quick break and have you listen to This Week in MHSAA, and Catfish and I will be back after that on 103.3 Hits FM.
WQLB,
Tawa City, Michigan,
and WKJZ,
Hillman, Alvena.
Kurt Romberger, Brian Catfish Johnson with you. A little birthday celebration going on here at Whittemore Prescott Field as the Cardinals are down big 22-0 as we get ready to start our second half in a few minutes here. And, Brian, on that out-of-town scoreboard right now, what do we got up in Sheboygan going on with Ogemaw?
I do believe it's still 12-0. Falcons over the Ogemaw, or the Sheboygan, excuse me. So that seems to be no updates yet. So they're in the third quarter definitely by now, because they went to halftime well before we did. But it looks like Ogemaw's cruising, at least early on.
Yeah, and the out-of-town NCAA scoreboard going on tonight. There's two college football games going on tonight. One of them is between the Louisville Cardinals and the Florida State Gators.
Florida State Gator or Florida?
Florida State.
Oh, Seminoles.
FSU, the Seminoles, rather. I'm sorry.
I was confused. I was like, wait a second here.
My bad. And at the end of the first quarter, Florida State 14, Louisville 14. So tight ball game there.
How about that ball game in LSU? That, woo-wee.
Yeah, and then the other game tonight, just underway in the first quarter, Wyoming up 3-0 on the very heavily favored Air Force Cadets.
Okay.
So a couple good out-of-town college games tonight going on as well. And we've got this one for you here. We got Ogemaw and Sheboygan tonight up in Sheboygan.
What is Sheboygan's mascot? Do you know off their head?
Sheboygan.
Marsha. I was just curious because I've been trying to think of it, but I can't.
You put me on the spot, and I can't think of it.
Is it the Blue Devils?
No, Blue Devil is Sault Ste. Marie.
Okay, that's where I heard it from.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we got the Augury Sims now moving left to right on your radio dial. The home Whittemore Prescott Cardinals down to our right. Augury will kick off to start the second half. Carter Zion will put it on the tee. One man back deep for Whittemore at this point. Officials taking their positions on the field. Kicker raising his hand, letting him know that his team's ready, and we got a fresh 12 on the board. And we appreciate you joining us here for the second half. And we are just about underway.
The Chiefs, by the way, is the answer to that question.
Short kick. They come up to field it, and Whittemore Prescott, number three, Eli Murphy, will just jump on that ball, cover it up at about the 36-yard line. So that's where Whittemore Prescott will start this drive. And I tell you what, like we talked about, Brian, they could use a drive with some points at the end of it.
Absolutely. You know, now we're in the second half. It's go time. It is go time. You have to start getting these scores. You have to start flipping the narrative in your favor. Any cliche you want to use, dealer's choice. But that kick, I want to talk about that kick that they're doing. It's kind of sneakily effective because it's bouncing everywhere. It's kind of like almost like a hot potato, you know, because they almost have to sit on it. They can't pick it up.
And I find it much more effective than the 10-yard kick. So.
Exactly. I agree.
Whittemore Prescott comes out with three wideouts, one man in the backfield with Sammy Viner. Snap comes to Viner, drops back to throw, and then does a quarterback draw. Gets about half of it. He'll pick up about 6 yards on first down on a good run by Viner.
Yeah, and it's all about spacing, like we said earlier later in the second half. They're coming out where they have to. Oh, no. Another injury, unfortunately.
Referee timeout, injury, helmet off. Somebody's hurt again on the field. It's not Viner this time, is it? Or is it Viner again?
I think so.
It is Viner again.
Wow.
He's already been down once today. This is the second time he's been down. They've already lost Dylan Parent today to injury. We have not got an update from anybody yet, but he was removed by the cart, taken away, and I assume he's headed to the hospital to be checked out. Another injury, and I tell you what, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back to let you know what happens with this one here on 103.3 Hits FM. Curtin and Catfish back with you here on a Friday night. And Sammy Viner got up and walked off the field under his own power. Gutsy kid, second time he's been injured today. And we'll see at least one play with him not
right, yeah.
out
by,
on the
by
field.
By rule, they has to sit out yeah. at least a play.
Got Shell up in the backfield, Murphy in the backfield. No wideouts this time. Full line up front. Second and a long four. Snap. And caught in the backfield. Breaks one tackle, breaks two tackles. Trying to get back to the line of scrimmage. That's William LaFranca. And decent run for what he had. He got hit in the backfield and picked up a few.
Yeah, I think LaFranca is probably, I mean, you know, he's the third quarterback back, obviously. He might be younger. We don't have his grade, unfortunately, so we can't confirm that. But he's definitely a different body type, a different style of quarterback when they had been playing. But Viner is still staying on the sideline. He's not getting attended to, so maybe he's just waiting one more to play here. But see what they do on third down.
Third and seven. No wideouts again. Snap into the backfield, fumbled, and then it had to be fallen on right away by Dylan Broughton. So, again, another mistake. Going to back him up a little bit further. Going to make it fourth and 13. And we'll see what head coach Joe Murphy does here as to whether he'll punt or not. Sammy Viner back up standing next to the coach. Looks like he's getting ready to go back in.
Score update, it's now 12-8. So, Sheboygan scored and confirmed, did their two-point conversion, so a little bit closer there up in Sheboygan.
So our partners, Brad Allen and Grant Corbin, got a ball game tonight.
They do.
Caught them a little bit on the halftime break. Listened to them for a few minutes.
There it is.
Sounding good over on our sister station, WKJC. Viner in the backfield in shotgun now. Three wideouts, fourth down and 13. This is a big play for Whittemore not to turn it over here. Long pass down the sideline, and he overshot everybody. Dylan Broughton was the intended receiver. And they'll turn the ball over on downs at their own 28-yard line, and that's not a good look to start the second half.
No, he put a little mustard on that throw, and he kind of, like, whipped it, and but it was a little about, I don't know, probably 5-7 yards away from the receiver there. There was no chance anyone would have caught that, Augrey or Cardinal. End of the third now, so we're into the fourth quarter up in Sheboygan.
Shotgun formation, handoff. Penrod around the ends, got a lot of room down the sideline, and he'll get down inside or right at the 20-yard line, and that's enough for a first down and to move the chains. And once again, Augrey moving right away as soon as they have the ball.
Yeah, they're so quick. I mean, and that pitch he did, he didn't even break stride. He got that. He received that ball, didn't even take a hesitation step. He was full movement, and it was a great play.
Zion in shotgun, rolls left, throws left, over to Penrod on the sideline, and another great pickup, 9-yard gain on first down. And the big Wolverine machine just rolling along right now, Brian.
Absolutely. It's a well-oiled machine. It's offensive efficiency. They're just running down the field right now.
And I tell you what, they haven't really lost much of a step from last year other than missing Mason Van Sickle. Shotgun Zion rolls right again, looks downfield, looking, throws it down in the corner of the end zone, and is caught for a touchdown.
There's a whistle before, though. There was a whistle before he threw the pass.
What's that?
The whistle was before he threw the pass. Really?
And they're going to say touchdown.
Really?
As the end official was nowhere near the goal line when that play went off. But it looked good from here. It didn't look like he was out of bounds. Threw it into the corner stake.
Well, I'm more concerned about the whistle than the result because I think that the Whittemore Prescott people stopped playing because they heard the whistle, which resulted in him being wide open.
Now there's an officials timeout, and the officials are going to get together and talk about this.
Is that, in my opinion, that's not fair because the whistle, there was an audible whistle. Oh, we all heard it.
Yeah. And he'll say start the clock, and here
really?
We go with the two-point conversion. So they're going to let it stand, 28-0 now at this point. Zion, snap, takes it himself up the middle. And nice. Prescott's covered that nice. So that's where the score will remain is 28 for Augrey, nothing for the Cardinals. on Penrod's 24-yard touchdown pass. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be back right with you here on 103.3 Hits FM, your power station for sports. So another touchdown for the Wolverines, making it 28-0 now, and the Wolverines will kick it off to the Cardinals. Cardinals pick the ball up, and he fumbles it after touching it, and the Augrey Sims Wolverines will jump on that, and there's the first mistake of the day for the Cardinals returning these kicks, and Monty Winkle picks that up, and now Augrey once again, great field position at the 35-yard line, Brian.
Yeah, and that's exactly what I was talking about earlier. These kicks are... they're not clean by any necessary means. They're spinning, they're rolling, so when they hit the ground, they're a hot potato. And he tried to get it, and it's exactly what it's made for. It bounces off of them, and then, of course, they receive.
So Zion brings him to the line again. Low snap. Zion looks downfield to throw it. Got a man in the corner open, and nice defensive play that time by number 12, Branson Belleville, getting his hand in there to break that up. So
absolutely.
Whittemore Prescott survives first down.
And that's good coverage. He looks up at the ball. He sees it. He just jumps up, puts his hand in the way, harmlessly hits the turf.
Like to thank a few more of our sponsors, the law office of Dwayne Handley and Standish, Mercantile Bank of Fairview and West Branch, Treasures Forever of Augrey, Michigan, and the Hale Insurance Agency. Thank you very much for sponsoring our games. So that brings up second and 10 now. Zion sends a man in motion, hands it off to him. That's number four, Monty Wenzel. Wenzel gets the corner and gets a lot of it back. On second down, he's got a pickup of about eight, so going to bring up a third and two now for Augrey. And they can just move the ball at will and have lots of weapons. They have Binder. They have Pendred. They have Monty Wenzel. They have just a lot of players that can work the ball.
Yeah, they're extremely quick off the snap, and like they don't go down easily. They're just being very efficient today in their game plan.
Zion shotgun hands it off on the wing to Binder. Binder gets around the corner and he's wide open to the end zone. No one to touch him. 26-yard touchdown run on a beauty around the end by Keegan Binder. So that makes it 34-0 now on a 26-yard run by number 32, Keegan Binder. They'll come in now and try to make the two-point conversion. And if they do, that's going to get us to a 36-0 mark, which is going to be put us on the Pips play. And now there's a whistle thrown in the air. They'll get together. Could be a delay of game.
Oh, no, the Wolverines are clapping, so that's probably not the case.
Official heads over towards the booth here to make his call. Illegal procedure.
On the defense?
There wouldn't be illegal procedure on the defense, so it must have been offside in the defense. We're waiting for the official call from the gentleman wearing the white hat with the MHSAA officiating crew tonight. Dead ball foul.
Oh, that's too many men in the huddle.
Too many men on the field. So they'll move at half the distance, and Zion now in shotgun will try it again. He's got Big Binder in the backfield who just scored the touchdown. Keeps it himself to round left end and just walks into the corner of the end zone. So that'll make it 36 for the Wolverines and nothing for the Cardinals. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back with you on 103.3 Hits FM. Kurt Reinberger, Brian Catfish Johnson on a great Friday night. 36-0, Augrey, last year's state semifinal eight-man football team, dominating tonight against Whittemore Prescott. They kick it off. They go deep this time. Cardinals receive it at their 25 to the 35. Cuts up to the sideline before he loses his footing. And a pretty nice return there by Dylan Broughton.
Yeah, it's a nice kick, too. A little good kick there. Good receive. Return.
I'd like to thank a few more of our sponsors. Eastwind Polyurethane Spray Foam Insulation of Augrey. That's a mouthful, Brian, just so you know.
Yeah, that's a strong one.
Eastwind Polyurethane Spray Foam Insulation of Augrey. There you go, guys. Eden Fields Assisted Living and Memory Care of Standish. Brown Farms of Prescott, Cole Appliance of Lincoln, and Tawa City. So now the Cards will start out. Viner in the backfield. Two quarterback set again. Viner takes the snap, runs up the middle, wide open into the backfield, and oh, one man to beat. And a shoestring tackle there by number 20, Cole Pendred, or Viner was gone for the first touchdown for the Cardinals tonight.
Yeah, and they've had no problem moving it up to midfield. But once they pass the 50-yard line is when it's just gotten catastrophic for them. Let's see if they can finally break the break it today or break it right here on this drive. But so we'll see. We've seen this script before, and it usually ends bad.
So penalties, points, and injuries is the only reason the stop will, the
scores.
Clock will stop now,
oh,
and touchdowns.
Sorry.
Yeah, penalties, points, and injuries. And you can call a timeout still.
And timeouts, yeah. That was there's one more letter.
Yeah, tips. And the snap to Viner high, picks it up, gets the yardage that he needed to move the chains, and gets the ball just shy of midfield. So, once again, the Cardinals are moving the ball, but yet to score tonight. 6:28 in the clock, moving now. And now on the out-of-town scoreboard, Sheboygan has jumped up top 16-12 on Ogemaw, so they got a barn burner up in Sheboygan tonight, and now Ogemaw trying to hang on and get back in that ball game.
And that's the difference right there between the special teams, the four-point difference. They've scored two touchdowns each, but one's got four more points. So
here the Cardinals in shotgun. Sammy Viner doesn't take the snap. It goes to Murphy instead. Murphy tries to cut the edge and gets nowhere, maybe a loss of two on the play. And Whittemore needs to have a little intensity in the huddle, a little hustle going on. They need to get things moving here. Mm-hmm. Still taking full huddles with the clock running, 5:38 here in the third. And with the score 36-0, the clock will not stop for them. So they're fighting a hard uphill battle now, Brian.
Yeah, absolutely. But you got to start with one. You can't just get 35 points and one go. So
absolutely.
So you got to try to be efficient as you can to get the one, and then try to get a stop and get the second.
They come to the line. Viner and shotgun again. No real wideouts. One split end. One man in the backfield with him. You'd have to assume running play if you're Gray. Little reverse. Underneath reverse, but there's no time for that to work as the line work at Gray is putting on. I mean, they were back there to stop Eli Murphy before he got the ball,
yeah,
really.
That play is made for a little deception, get the spread out, spread the defense out, and the defense smothered it. They caught that easily, stopped it for a loss, I believe. And now
yeah.
It's third and 15?
And things can only get worse here if they can't get this first down here in the next two plays on third or fourth down. This time he sends three wideouts out in shotgun. Two quarterback set this time. Ball goes to Viner, looks downfield, looks, pump fakes, cuts it back. He's back to the line of scrimmage, and a nice plus play as he put his head down and rolled forward on that. They're saying the ball popped loose.
It doesn't matter because they're going to get the ball there.
Sims.
Oh, no, it was third.
No, it was only third down. Augrey Sims stating there was a fumble, but the officials right there on top of it saying fourth down. But a nice run there by Viner, picking it up fourth and three now.
Yeah, he definitely salvaged that play for a manageable fourth down. Absolutely.
Well, I think what they do on a lot of those, when they do send the wideouts out, they're just going downfield and they look for blocks, and it's like set up for the quarterback to run that ball anyhow. Coming into tonight, Whittemore Prescott only had one pass completion for the season. They've only thrown the ball one time. We've seen him throw the ball probably four or five times tonight.
Yeah, and it's not been bad. It's been pretty decent passing.
No wideouts. Viner in the backfield. In shotgun. Takes the ball. Cuts it back. Gets enough yardage to move the chains, and he's gone. Midfield 30, 20, 5, 10, and stumbles into the end zone. Sammy Viner breaks the drought for the Cardinals tonight and gets in the end zone for a touchdown.
Number 12 for Augrey Sims, Casey Williams. He was trying his hardest to get him. He just hit him at the, clipped him on the ankles there, but he falls forward in a Superman pose to break the plane. Good fight there by the Cardinals to get on the board for the first time today.
Yeah, 35-yard run there for Viner, and well done. Well done by the Cardinals to, A, get the clock back on regular motion, and B, to get some points on the board tonight.
Absolutely. And you know what? I know we're only in the third quarter here, but, like, gold star for 13 Sam Viner. He is going through injuries. He's a trooper. He's grinding. He's doing his best. And we got a little sick on the field here, unfortunately.
Yeah, making his way to the sideline.
And I think that is the aforementioned Sam Viner.
It could be. And we can't get the number yet. Yes, it is Sam Viner.
Well, he's given it all on the field, literally.
He has, and he's been hurt twice tonight. I mean, kid's having a rough night, but what a run. A lot of guts there. So they'll try the two-point conversion, 36-6 right now. And we'll have an update on the out-of-town scoreboard, some good news from up in Sheboygan after we take this break. Prescott Cardinals over the ball, 3:07 left in the third quarter here, and the clock will go back to normal running time unless they gain 35-point lead again. Snap to Murphy. Murphy just drives it up the hole in the middle and gets in the end zone.
Yeah,
nice job.
Cardinals won the trench warfare.
So with our score, 36-8, we'll take a quick break. You're listening to High School Football on 103.3. Hits FM, your power station for sports.
And welcome back to Whittemore Prescott. I'm Brian Catfish Johnson, along with my partner Kurt Romberger. Out of town scoreboard. The Ogemaw Heights Falcons have scored to make it 19-16 on a kickoff return for a touchdown. And I just want to give a shout-out to my wife, Taylor, who is listening. We just had our anniversary on Wednesday. Love you, babe. And we're here for the kickoff.
Little onside pooch kick this time. Fumbled by Ogemaw, or by Gray, rather. And they climbed on top of it before the penetration got in there. And a guy that's been having a really good game tonight for them, Miles Kammerzell, comes up with that ball after that little onside kick attempt. And that time, I kind of expected that little onside kick from Whittemore.
Yeah, you got a little momentum. Why not? You know, just try to skew this game a little bit back towards you. It's gotten a little out of hand, but why not? You got nothing to lose, right?
Absolutely. There is nothing
literally
to lose at this point. Timeout, and we're going to stay right here on this timeout as Whittemore Prescott takes a timeout. We're going to thank a bunch of our sponsors right now because, tell you what, Brian and I and Brad and Scott and Grant all love going out and doing Friday night football games, and we could not do it without these following people. D&M Supply of Omer, Alley's up north of Augray, the Huron Community Bank, your hometown bank, Alpena Community College of Alpena and Oscoda, M65 Bait Shop in Whittemore, the Augray and Skidway Pharmacies, Wiltsie Insurance Agency of Standish, Dean Arbor Ford of Tawa City, and Dean Arbor Chevrolet of East Tawa. So we thank all you guys for that, and we appreciate you sponsoring our games. Fans, don't forget, after the games, be sure to check out Brad Allen's high school football scoreboard at WKJC.com. See updated scores and standings, conference by conference, and game by game. See how your hometown school is doing all season long. His scoreboard show is brought to you by Alcona Septic Service of Spruce, Coletta Air, and H&R Block. First play from scrimmage, busting up the middle, and once again, Keegan Bender gone on a romp. 50-yard, 60-yard run. Keegan Bender on the first play from scrimmage. And just like that, Brian, we're going to be back on the run clock, and Augray answers the bell, one play in.
Yeah, that's kind of what they've been doing all day, is running it down their throats, and what a beautiful run there. They let the score through, but they said, all right, not a problem, we'll take it right back down the field 60 yards. And now, like you said, a two-point conversion would make it the 35. Right, my math's right? Yeah, because right now it's 34.
Augray over the ball. Quick handoff. Quick hitter around that. Tries to get to the corner. And they say no. A nice stop on the two-point conversion on the far side. So that'll make it 42-8 in favor of Augray, as Keegan Bender's had a 24-yard and now a 60-yard run for touchdown. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with you on 103.3 Hits FM, your power station for sports. Audrey Sims with that same pooch kick after the touchdown that they've been doing all night. Kind of fumbled around a little bit by Dylan Broughton, and he covers it up nicely. And Whittemore Prescott will start 1st and 10 from their own 33-yard line here and see what they can do with 2:51 left in the third.
Yeah, that ball just rolls around all dangerously. It is, even when he's trying to cover it, it's like, oh, no, it doesn't want to stay.
So it looks like Viner's in the game. Sammy Viner in the backfield in shotgun. Snap comes directly to him. Makes a move around end. Gets tackled and fights hard to get back to the line of scrimmage. But it'll bring up 2nd and 10. A couple more sponsors we'd like to say hi to. Keeley's Business and Tax Service of Prescott, Michigan. Farm Bureau Insurance, the Trombley Agency in Standish. Bob Bush Manufacturing of Augray and Tawa City. So one thing I have noticed tonight, even though they've been down the whole game, there's never been any intensity to rush the huddle at all tonight for Whittemore Prescott.
No, they've been very deliberate in their huddles. It's almost like they're just trying to fine-tune their plays, kind of using it as a scrimmage maybe. Like, okay, we've lost the game. We're probably not coming back. Let's try to work on our efficiency.
Viner takes the snap, tries to work an end around to the near sideline, can't get the edge. Great pursuit again by the Wolverines, and he'll actually probably lose a yard. It's going to bring up 3rd down and 9, we'll call it. So once again, Augray's put Whittemore Prescott in a tough situation here in their own end, 34-yard line. Minute 33 in the clock moving right now in the third quarter, and a long, long third down conversion attempt coming up for Whittemore Prescott. They send Murphy out wide this time. Two wide outs, actually, to that side, Broughton and Murphy. Snap comes to Viner. Immediately rushed. Not much protection, tries to get back outside, gets to the edge, makes a nice cutback, and now he's in the middle of the field. He's got the first down and more. Little stiff arm at the end. And a nice run by Sammy Viner. Gets the ball just shy of midfield, and he'll move the chains on a 3rd and long.
Yeah, that was possibly a touchdown-saving tackle there by number 34, Seth Jones of Augray Sims. He was running across the field. If he gets past Seth there, he might have the edge there on the other side of the field, but great play there by the Cardinals.
Really good cutback move by Sam Viner that time. Clock moving at 50 now, 49. And again, no rushing out of this huddle at all, or no kind of hurry-up offense that Whittemore Prescott has in their playbook at this time. Big difference in the organizational skills, wouldn't you say, between the two huddles and the play calling?
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, absolutely.
Absolutely. Very noticeable. Sammy Viner, no wideouts, 26 seconds left. He'll take the snap and shotgun. Comes to him. He goes to the right, up the middle. Picks up maybe 3 on 1st down. And unless they hurry, which they haven't all night, that'll be the last play of our 3rd quarter. And our score at the end of 3 here, 42 for the visiting Augray Sims Wolverines and 8 for the home Whittemore Prescott Cardinals. We'll take a break. We'll be back with your 4th quarter after this on 103.3 Hits FM, your power station for sports. Kurt Romberger, Brian Catfish Johnson, back with you here tonight in Whittemore Prescott. And we almost had a cheerleader injury just now,
yeah.
Brian, right in front of us.
That's the last thing. They need another injury in Whittemore.
Yeah, we don't need any more injuries tonight here. So Viner, 2nd and 7 now, working the ball from the midfield area. Fresh 12 minutes on the clock now. 4th quarter underway. Quick pop pass out to the sideline.
Oh, wow.
Caught. And a nice run after catch that time. And Whittemore Prescott moving the ball now. Branson Belleville on a nice reception there.
And the defense caught that play off the rip, but they just missed the tackle. He kind of came for a knockout tackle, missed, and then he just kind of made a move and got the first down. Great move there by number 12, Branson Belleville.
Into the game come Viner and Murphy with plays from head coach Joe Murphy. Beautiful night for football tonight. It's cooled off a little bit.
Yeah,
great night. Great crowd. Shotgun. Two wideouts low in front of us. One up high. Viner and Murphy in the backfield. Ball comes to Viner. Quick pop pass. Caught. Complete. And then tackled pretty immediately right afterwards is another completion to Dylan Broughton.
Got a flag on.
They pick up about 7 yards on that. And it looks like there's going to be a penalty, and it looks like it's going to go against Aug Gray,
yeah,
by the way the reaction was.
Yeah, number 20 there, he looks a little upset.
Yeah.
It would be Cole Pendrod. Another roughing.
Yeah, another roughing the passer. So that's going to be 15 big yards here, added on to this already impressive Whittemore Prescott drive. 11:14 left now in our fourth quarter, and good to see the Cardinals not quit, Brian.
Absolutely. You know, honestly, if they were to play, I don't know if Whittemore has put in their reserves yet, but if they would have played like this since the beginning of the game, I think this would have been a lot closer. But it is nice to see the resiliency. They're not giving up. They're going to fight this to the bitter end, and that you appreciate that as well.
So as they wind the clock with 11-12 left, Viner now steps up. First and 10 at the Augury 20. Viner looks to throw again down the middle, kind of a ruptured duck. Had a better chance of being picked off right there by one of the Augray defensive backs than it did to be caught. Kind of turned it sideways, and it was a sideways spin in football.
It was kind of like almost like a little mini Hail Mary. There was six people there, three and three, and it's like someone do something. And it is harmless. He hits the turf.
So same situation, but second and 20 now, or second and 10 at the 20. Ogemaw battling with Sheboygan right now in the fourth quarter. We'll bring you an update on that as soon as we get it. Viner and shotgun. Snap. Quick pass. Gets it completed to Murphy. Murphy dives forward and picks up maybe 3 yards on that, so it'll bring up third and seven. And once again, down here in the red zone, their offense kind of stalls a little. They're not making the 7 and 8 yard runs and passes that they were the rest of the way down the field.
No, yeah, look, every time they get past midfield, it's kind of where they stall out outside of their obvious their touchdown they scored. But let's see if we can break the curse of the red zone inefficiency. We'll call it.
He's got Tyler Shellup in the backfield with him. Viner drops to throw. Complete again. Tackled immediately, but good pitch and catch. And it's going to bring up fourth and manageable. We're going to call it a long three.
Yeah. Their passing game opening up has definitely evolved this offense. Obviously, I hadn't seen them before today, but I think their passing game is pretty efficient. I don't see why they didn't do it the first three games.
Well, both teams came into this game 2-1. Somebody's going home 500, and somebody's going in the right direction.
Right.
So as of right now, it looks like Aug Rail moved to 3-1. 9:39 left. Viner in shotgun still. Gets the snap. Tries to come to the edge and get the edge. Gets it. Runs out of bounds. Late flag come in from the official.
Official threw that 20 yards.
Yeah, he did. That was a nice toss by the official, to be honest with you.
Holding
on the offense. They did not pick up the first down anyhow. It would have.
So you would decline it, I imagine.
I would imagine you'd decline this and take over possession of the ball. Yep, which is what they're going to do. So they'll turn it over on downs, and Aug Rail will get the ball now with 9:28 left in our fourth quarter. And Aug Rail Sims can pretty much, with a long drive, end this thing pretty good.
So we have a final up in Sheboygan. 19-16 is going to be the final. Ogemaw Heights over the Sheboygan Chiefs, and apparently it was sealed by a Carter Schmidt interception. So good job, Falcons. Good job, Carter. And have a safe trip home, Brad and Grant.
Yeah, absolutely. Good game up in Sheboygan tonight. Ogemaw brings home the W against a tough opponent tonight. And that'll set up the big game next week that we have with Sault Ste. Marie in Ogemaw.
Falcons flying.
Yeah. Audrey Sims now on first down on a quarterback keeper. Carter Zion right up the middle. He'll pick himself up a good 8 yards on that.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Go ahead. I was just going to say a lot of players coming in and out.
Yeah, I was at this point, you just put your reserves in, take the max play clock, and just go home without injuries. I mean, obviously, early on, or that second quarter, we had too many injuries. And let's just go home safe.
Yep. Zion and shotgun. A couple wideouts, one man in the backfield. Jet sweep coming this way around end by number 34. And that's a name we haven't called tonight, but that's Seth Jones of the Augre Sims Wolverines with his first touch tonight and has enough to pick up the first down and then move the chains. So good job by Seth Jones. They'll get the chains moved with 8:36 left here in our fourth quarter. As we wind this one down, it's been a pleasure having you with us tonight. Shotgun again. Hands it off. Keeps it.
Like kept, I was saying, yeah. I think he kept it.
Looked like he handed it off.
Yeah, that option, he waited last moment to pull that out of his arms. That was literally the last absolute moment he could have held on to it.
Carter Zion showed me a lot. You know, I was looking, I was interested to see how Mason Van Sickle being gone has affected Augre, and I can tell you, not much. Zion's a very talented 10th grader.
Yeah, it really makes me think, because you said they lost to Roger City, or were they the ones that lost to Hillman?
Yeah, no, they lost to Roger City.
I wonder how
is who
good
their
Roger
loss
City is.
Is.
Because what they're showing us today is really good.
One more play here for Augre. Little quick pop pass. Zion gets it outside on the edge to Monty Wenzel. And we'll take quick station break for our station identification at the top of the hour. You're listening to 103.3 Hits FM.
WQLB.
Tawa City, Michigan.
And WKJZ.
Hillman, Alvina.
Right back here with you. Going to be second down and 8 now for the Wolves. Carter Zion, who's had a great game tonight, trying to put a cap on this one. Clock moving, 7:22 now in the fourth. Zion in shotgun, fakes it to Wenzel, pitches it to number 34, Seth Jones, and Seth Jones got, I don't want to say horse-collared, but he got grabbed right around the top of the jersey and hauled
well,
to the ground.
He grabs the jersey, and then, like, Seth kind of twists himself, but he doesn't let go of the jersey. So it really wasn't intentional. It just kind of happened that way. He was like, I'm not letting go. You're going down.
Augre now in shotgun.
Okay, some parents.
Yeah, a little bit of yelling down on the field. Hand off this time to Seth Jones, and he does get the edge, and he gets closer to the first down. Nice run. Fourth down and about 3 that'll bring up, and we'll see what happens here. I'm always curious to see what happens in a 42-8 game. No hesitation whatsoever from Coach Sanchez. They're going to go for it. Zion in the backfield, 2 wideouts, 1 setback in the back with him. Trying for a hard count, trying to draw him on a hard count right now. Clock moving, 6:05 now in the fourth. And they hand it off right up the middle. First down and more. Wide open down the sideline. There goes Monty Wenzel for his touchdown. 20, 10. Touchdown Wolverines added on with 5 minutes and 49 seconds left in the fourth quarter. Monty Wenzel finally breaks one tonight as he's been on the verge of it all night. Good touchdown for Wenzel. That'll go for 55 yards.
Yeah, they've had some very long run plays in this game today for the Wolverines. Just a simple kind of run up the middle, but you shoot out the backfield at 25 miles an hour, it seems, and they can't touch him. He's just gone, absolutely gone.
And now for the two-point conversion, Zion over the top to Bryce Verduzco. And just like that, Augre gets back up top now, 50-8. So we'll have a running clock here the rest of the way with 5:49 left. We'll take a quick break, and then we'll be right back with you to wrap this one up on 103.3 Hits FM. Kurt Romberger, Brian Catfish Johnson with you. 50-8 now. Augre Sims up top. And three guys back to receive this kick. Two short men and one deep man for Whittemore Prescott as Carter Zion tees it up, pops it down the middle, caught, headed this way with it is number three, Joe Murphy, and he runs out of bounds, or Eli Murphy runs out of bounds at about the 44-yard line. I'd like to thank the rest of our sponsors, K&K Automotive of Augre, Michigan, Buchanan Builders of Augre, Michigan, Town & Country Sports Lounge of Augre, Napa Auto Parts of Augre, Michigan, East Tawas and Oscoda, Huber Farms of Augre, Happy Acres Real Estate of Hale, Beresh Funeral Homes in Augre and Prescott, and the committee to elect Mike Hoadley as 99th District State Representative. Thank all our sponsors. We appreciate having you, and we're very glad that you are with us and on our team. 50-8, clock running, under 5 minutes now we have left here on a great night in Whittemore Prescott at Cardinal Stadium.
Shout out to everyone that's here. The stands are full on both sides. You got everyone representing here for their teams and their children. You love to see that.
So Sam Viner, who's had a heck of a night in the backfield, quick toss over to Eli Murphy. Murphy tries to go to the sideline with the ball, tackled immediately. And I can't say enough about this Augre Sims defense. They've played really well tonight. A couple guys in there right now, Monty Winkle and number 26 also. Taylor Zarniak making a good play there on a good tackle, going to bring up 2nd and 10.
Yeah, and they're still doing their deliberate huddles. They're
There's no rush with four minutes left. They've had enough.
Yeah.
They've had enough. They're going to work on a couple plays here probably. Sends in Dylan Broughton with the play this time. Viner brings him to the line. Shotgun formation, three wideouts, two down low, one up high, single setback with him. Broughton in motion, hands it to Broughton. Broughton gets captured in the backfield as once again the trench pursuit down on that line from the Wolverines is just overwhelming for the Cardinals.
Yeah, Augre is just still fighting, and they're winning. They won almost every battle today, and I don't know how much fight is left in these Cardinals right now. I think it's kind of status quo. Let's get this 5 minutes gone, unfortunately. But, you know, just can't say much more about that other than, you know, the Wolverines, I think, they're playing like they're the defending regional champions, and that's exactly what they are. They lost a lot of pieces, like Van Sickle, like you said. But they're saying, hey, we got a taste of it, and we want more. You know, and that's what I'm seeing out of these Wolverines.
3 minutes exactly left. Viner in shotgun, looks downfield, got a man, tosses it over to top, and tipped away at the last moment on a really nice play by the Augre Sims defensive back, number 12, Casey Williams. First time we've called his name tonight, but a really nice play by Williams.
Yeah, and it looks like he almost came down with it, too. After the tip, I thought he might have, got the ball tipped towards him and caught it, but it just harmlessly hit the turf. But I like the play call. I like the aggressive downhill pass. You know, just try something, you know, and now it's 4th and forever.
Yeah, 4th and September now for the Cardinals.
I do believe if they don't convert, I feel like a kneel down would be the appropriate
response.
Yeah. The appropriate, because I think they have enough time to – waste all of the clock.
Oh, yeah. 2:13 left, 4th and 18. This could be the Cardinals' final play unless they make a big play of this. Shotgun. Viner takes a low snap, looks downfield, fires over the middle, and that's picked off. Headed back the other way by Casey Williams at the 30. Makes a stutter step to the 20, to the 10, to the 5, pick 6. Casey Williams, Augre Sims Wolverines go up top 56-8 late in the fourth quarter. Nice pick 6 there, Bri.
What a little move there. It looks like he's going to the edge. He just straight stops. The pursuit over pursues. He cuts back and then just runs it the rest of the way. What a move there by number 12, Casey Williams. A good ending to the game for the Augre Sims. I don't think they had a... Did they have a turnover outside of downs?
I don't think so. No, not outside of downs. They did not.
And really, that just completes the day. You know, they've dominated the whole day, and that's just going to put the cherry on top of the sundae.
They get the football in, get it down. And now they'll come to the line with sophomore quarterback Carter Zion having a great game tonight. Yeah. Sends a man in motion. Seth Jones comes around, gets the ball, and... with a lot of guts, the Cardinals knock him out of bounds short of the pylon. So 56-8 is our score. We'll take our last break, and we'll be back with this final 147 right after this on Hits FM 103.3, your power station for sports. Kurt Romberger, Brian Catfish Johnson, one final kickoff here for the Augre Sims Wolverines. Cardinals pounce on it at their own 35-yard line. And they will get one more chance, and the clock is running now, and it's not going to stop here, Brian.
Nope, we have reached we've reached the end, as they say. And really, the story of the game is just offensive efficiency by the Wolverines, some mistakes by the Cardinals when they got too far behind. Of course, the injuries, obviously. I've got some good hopes here for this Wolverine team for the rest of the season. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's going to be a good road for them. We got a couple more big games coming up, but they have some that they should win, and they should be playoff eligible again. In the backfield, Viner all night, throws it over the top to Broughton, and it hit him in the shoulder pads and spun off and landed on the ground.
It went off a receiver's hands, a defender's forehead, and then it hit the ground.
So yeah.
A little ping pong ball action going on, apparently.
Never really got, you know, too far into the night with Sammy Viner and Dylan Parent back there. Didn't really get a chance to see what Dylan Parent can do. Had a nice pitch and catch, you know, during the game when he was in the game with quarterback Viner, and then the big hit that put him out, and we wish him well tonight.
Yeah. Yeah, after the cramp and going out there and getting smoked like that hopefully he's okay. But he was in pain for a very long time, unfortunately.
10 seconds left here. Viner in the backfield should be the last play of the game. Sends a setback over to the right-hand side. Takes the snap, low snap, looks down the field, sends it across the middle, incomplete. And that is our ball game. Final score here from Whittemore Prescott, 56 for the visiting Wolverines and 8 for the home Whittemore Prescott Cardinals. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back, wrap it all up, and say goodbye to you. You're listening to High School Football on 103.3, your power station for sports.